Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Guys, we are back with Race of Life. Sorry it took so long, and yeah, I'm just doing the one tonight. Maybe we'll do some more tomorrow. I'm thinking about doing some kind of special thing because I was talking about the sausages and all that from the fetish locator. I'm thinking about making some freaking sausages and playing that live while I have some beer and sausages. Something like that, right? Something to really get myself flowing. And we'll do the fetish locator with beer and sausages. You know, that might be fun. So we'll think about maybe doing something like that. But for now, I'm going to go ahead and do the Race of Life like I said I was going to do. And I meant to do way more of this. It's just I couldn't figure out what was going on. I'm not going to go back into what the situation was with my sleep. But now that I've got it, it's good, but it's a little late because we kind of missed the whole fucking month. I wanted to do so much more of these, and we're in the Eroge month now, like really getting close to that, and I definitely wanted to do more AVN. So I'm going to be sandwiching a lot of these in over the next couple of days. I think I'll be doing AVN almost every freaking day, except maybe one. So stay tuned for that. Okay, so where in the hell were we? What were we even doing? I don't know. He's got his phone out. Am I supposed to talk to somebody? Pictures. Call Allison? Hey Grim, any ideas?
Yes, I have one.
You do? Are you certain?
I'm not, but I bet my life... but I bet my life on it working out. And I might have to do exactly that.
Grim, I don't know what to say.
It's not solid yet, but I swear I'll make it happen.
Can you tell me about it?
Not yet. I need to get it all set up.
Okay. I know you'd do anything for Lily.
I will. Whatever it takes.
I'm gonna help too.
Not right now. Maybe later. The best thing you could do right now is continue doing your job. Save every dollar you can. We may need it later as part of the plan.
You don't sound too confident.
There will always be uncertainties, but I'll make it work. No matter what.
Grim?
Yeah?
Please, save our daughter.
I will. I have to go now. Bye, Allison.
Man, he really sounded Batman, didn't he?
Bye, Grim. Well, I guess I better get moving on my project. Having that grant means I can start ordering some of those lanthanide magnets and a bunch of other equipment. Maybe it's time to trial run these rare earth anode designs? With the new budget, I could probably go through all the lanthanoids. Perhaps I should start with lanthanum and work my way through to lutetium? I'll think about it later. Besides, I can now afford to put Jasmine on as an extra set of hands. Anyway, better get going. I'll let William know I can take the lecture this morning, and then tell Jasmine to meet me in the lab after class. Between the battery and Coop's plan, I will make something happen.
And that's how you account for static coefficients to understand the maximum friction potential on an incline.
Any questions?
Yes, Alexa? Professor, not that I'm complaining about a bit of friction between two bodies, but I thought we'd already licked this. Oh, we'll all have our hands full of friction for a while yet, Alexa.
I'm looking forward to it, Professor. I'm sure you do. Any other questions? Well then, I'll see you all next week. Yes, Jasmine. Professor, you said we could hold a study group, but you've been gone for a few days. Yes, I had a family emergency. Is everything okay? I appreciate your concern, Jasmine. Everything's under control. Oh, okay. Well, we hoped we could have that study session now. What kind of study session do they have in mind? Right now? Yeah, only if you're okay with it, Professor. I thought you'd be all worked out after that lecture. Professor, I think you'll find that we can go all day and night when we're properly motivated. Are you sure? I don't want this to just confuse you even more. You promised. Yeah, you did. Whoa, she speaks. The nerd girl talked. This must be serious. But I'd rather spend the time working on my project. What should I do? Should be up. Well, far be it from me to stand in the way of eager young minds willing to plumb the depths of knowledge. Excellent! Is it just the five of you? Yes, just me, Alexa, Sashi, Demi, and... Are you serious? We've been in class together for 2 years. Can you believe this, Alexa? Jasmine can't remember my name. Yeah. Alexa. Yes? You remember my name, don't you? Of course I do. Oh good, we had the chemistry group project last semester after all. Yep, sure did. And you borrowed my green pen to mark up the experiment notes. Uh-huh, a very memorable moment. And we got an A on it. Probably should have been an A+, but Professor Bates said our charts weren't to an accurate scale. Yes, that indeed did happen. Alexa? Yes? What is my name? Uh-oh. What is a name, really? It's just the way we vibrate air with our throats, after all. We may as well use gestures or smells to identify each other. It's all pretty stupid, really, using sounds for names at all. Alexa! What is my name? It's, Kelly? Really? Do I look like a Kelly to you? Professor, tell them my name. Fuck. We don't have time for this now. We need to move to my office for the study session because Professor Bates needs this room in 5 minutes. Just tell them my name, Professor. I want to say Gretchen. Gretchen? Do I look like a fucking Gretchen? Am I wearing lederhosen? Do you see me serving steins of beer and pork knuckle? And sausages, like, well, I'll be having tomorrow. Am I driving on an autobahn? You're all assholes. Of course, Sarah. Sarah? Do I look like a fucking Sarah? What sort of basic bitch name is Sarah? Do you see me drinking a pumpkin spice latte? Do you hear me talking about my best friends Becca and Kelly? Do you think I make out with other girls at parties for attention? Girls, this is obviously Susan. Susan? Do I look like a damn Susan? Do you see me in a purple floral dress? Am I doing cross-stitching and scrapbooking? Am I bouncing a fucking grandchild on my knee? You want to tell them your name? You want me to tell them your name? Yes, I want you to tell them my name. You know what I think? No. What? It doesn't matter what your name is! That's harsh, Professor. Yeah, I mean, wow. I think we should probably skip the study session. You need to chill for a bit. No, it's not like that. See, it's a line from... Oh no, we get it. We can be forgetful, but that was just mean. Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy. He was doing the rock. It doesn't matter what your name is. I've got to say, let's see, what did I like the best? Gretchen. I like that one. Dude, Gretchen, really? Don't you have a student's role, Professor? Yes, I do. You should probably look up her name before the next class. Yeah, I should probably do that. Anyway, I guess it's just us. Should we begin? I guess so. Well, let's go then. Grim, you're back! Yes, Professor Moreno. Just this morning. Oh, are you going somewhere? My students have asked for an extra study session. Oh yes, of course, I remember now. Why would you remember our study session, Professor Moreno? Oh, I'm sure the professors all have their schedules online or something, right, professors? Yeah, we need to ensure we don't double book classrooms or lecture spaces and stuff. Uh-huh. Anyway, we need to study. Ladies, if you could go to my office, I just have to speak to Professor Moreno for a minute. Ugh, whatever. Just please, can we get started? Come on, Jess. I'm sure he'll come as soon as he can. Plus, we have enough time. Well, how are you feeling? I'm not sure, to be honest. Lily needs professional help, but it's expensive. Expensive. Hanford's medical insurance is amazing. Yeah, but Lily's treatment isn't covered yet. Will she be okay? We don't know yet, V. Well, if there's anything I can do, please don't hesitate to ask. Of course! By the way, the grant came through this morning. Oh, that's fantastic. Will it be enough to start your prototyping? Yes, and I plan on starting straight away. So you solved the problem? Not yet, but I will. Well, I'm glad you're feeling confident. It's very alluring. I don't have much of a choice. I have to solve it if I'm going to get the money for Lily's treatment. Oh, yes, of course. Well, let me know if you have some time to talk later, okay? I appreciate your support, V. I'm doing as well as can be expected. Now I just have to focus on what I can do for Lily. And that means my project, my work, and getting the side hustle moving. Can I help in any way? Your work with the grant has already helped me lots. Grim, you need to look after yourself as well. I know you want to feel like you're helping Lily right now, but you ought to take some time to work through your feelings too. I can feel after I've gotten Lily the help that she needs. Grim, look at me. If you throw your whole self into this, you might succeed. But even after Lily gets the help she requires, she'll need her father, too. She'll need you, Grim. Not a broken shell. One step at a time, V. I understand. But please, call me if you want to talk about anything. I'm here for you. I appreciate that, V. I'm lucky to have you looking out for me. I'm just doing what any girlfriend would do. Did I say something wrong? No, not at all. Good, then call me. Soon. I will. And V? Yeah? Thank you. Bye, Grim. Okay, everyone. Professor Eisenberg is on leave due to health issues. I'm unsure when he'll return, so we can use the whole room. Jasmine, I meant around my desk. But this one is a lot bigger and nicer and much more professory. There's plenty of room on this side of the office. Besides, I'm pretty sure Professor Heisenberg keeps petri dishes and vials of random stuff in his desk. Open the wrong drawer and you might find a mouse with herpes or a vial of nitroglycerin. Are you serious? Mostly. Chemistry professors are a different breed. Okay then, show me what parts you're struggling with. And that's how we can calculate an electric field strength even when it's created by multiple intersecting fields. Oh, I get it now. You're like really good at this stuff. Yeah, I'm glad we let Jasmine talk us into this. Alexa, do you get this intersecting field stuff? Sure. Teslas, permeability of the medium, magnetic susceptibility of materials, all pretty straightforward. Alexa, what the fuck? What? You know all this already? Mostly. How is that even possible? Because I pay attention in class? I pay attention too. Do you though? Well, most of the time. Then just ask for help. I'm trying to, but everything he says just makes it fuzzier. This is more complicated than mounting dual full barrel carburetors on a big block. A what now? Ugh, forget it. You'd probably be better off just going for a modern direct fuel injection than mounting dual quads. Sure. If you want to destroy the soul of a car. A car should be about steel and chrome, not software and fiberglass. Sure, if you want to ride with Billy Bob while he takes the pumpkin crops to market and picks up a purdy cow on the way back. You can't even really work on modern direct injection cars. You just plug it into a computer and hope it works. As opposed to hammering an old spittoon into a new head gasket after your big stacked air filter gets ripped out of your engine bay because it was too high and Tiffany May reversed her pickup into it. Your car has a stacked air filter. Yes, because it also has a supercharger. Ugh, you plugged a vacuum cleaner onto a classic. I plugged extra 120 horses onto it, too. And it probably sounds like a leaf blower. How dare you speak ill of Delilah? Who? My car. You named your car? Of course. Why? Same reason Da Vinci named his work the Mona Lisa. Great art deserves a name. Art? There's no artistry to bolting on a kit and adding some fancy new gadgets. Art is when you refine a classic to keep it in the perfect state it was meant to be. You too, this isn't Mechanics 101. Can we get back on topic? Sure, that would make more sense. Alright everyone, we're almost out of time. Fuck, I just can't get it through my head. Oh Jas, would you like a little help from Professor Alexa? Just so you know, I am not against giving A's for lays. Alexa, I'm serious. So am I. It's okay, Jasmine. I got lab work this afternoon. You can start as an assistant if you're free. It might help you see the theories in action instead of just on a page. Lab work? The professor here seems to think that getting cheap student labor is okay as long as it means he can further exploit my need to understand this topic. You're working for the professor? I guess I'll fucking have to if I'm ever gonna pass this class. Just so you know, my deal still stands. Alexa? Yes? Be careful what you wish for. Oh, why? Because I would plow you like a cornfield, leaving you naked and drooling in the corner. Professor, that was so helpful! Yeah, thank you, Professor. I'm like super happy I came here today. My parents are gonna love it when I pass this course. Well, there's a lot more to go yet. I got it. Like, how much harder can physics even get? Stuff moves through other stuff and into other stuff. Yeah, that's a very simplified version of physics. It's not rocket surgery. Second time we've heard that phrase in these games. Obviously, it's rocket science, but they're making fun of it and calling it rocket surgery, which is another pun from a classic show. Yeah, I guess not. Cool. Let's go, Sash. The sorority party starts in 5 hours, and we still have to get outfits. I'll meet you at the lab, Professor. I just need to put my books in my locker. Sure. Professor, thank you so much for this. You seem to have a pretty good handle on it already, Alexa. Yeah, well, I've had a lot of tutors since I started high school. My parents always tell me that I need to learn a lot if I'm going to succeed. It sounds like a lot of pressure. Oh, it is. Never really had time for anything but study. No sports, no hobbies, no going and getting drunk. College must be a big adjustment for you. Yes and no. Even with all the studying, I always found ways to have fun. I'm sure I can find ways to keep myself entertained here too. Well, that's what college is all about. New people, new knowledge, and new experiences. Well, there's definitely plenty of those. I mean, I hadn't even tried a cocktail before coming to college. Bye, Professor. I still can't get a read on that girl. Is she flirting, or is she just not really adjusted to living without parental supervision? Oh well, can't worry about it now. I gotta get to the lab and get this project moving. Wait! Did she say cocktail? And here is the current working model. It seems really big. Yeah, it has to be. Its biggest problem is that it discharges too quickly to be useful. But the bigger I make it, the more power it can store and the longer it takes to discharge. But now that we have some funding, I hope we can fix that using different materials. Looks, interesting. Just don't touch those electrodes at the top. Why? Well, they'll dump about 5 kilowatts through your fingers in a fraction of a second. What the fuck? I'm kidding, it's not charged. Why didn't you tell me that first? Because hazing new staff is an academic ritual. It would be terrible luck to ignore it. So it won't zap me? No, not without being charged. The worst it would do is blow up on you due to your body heat soaking into the polymer glycerin stabilizer. I think I have my first experiment planned. I'll call it, how much damage does a square body do, excuse me. I'll call it, how much damage does a square battery do to a human colon? I think it'll be very enlightening. Moving on. I'm using the grant money to try different medium stabilizers to preserve the anode-cathode matrix and the anodes and cathodes themselves. With some luck, it'll be more stable, hold more charge, and deliver it linearly. God darn, can't talk tonight. Like an acceleration rate of a car? Yeah, exactly. So why is that important? Well, most batteries store a few volts at a low amp level so that those volts are delivered slowly. Like a car battery, for example. It holds 12.6 volts at 105 amps, equaling 1,323 watts. My battery, however, can hold much more voltage at a far higher amperage. You're starting to lose me. Think of it like this. A sporty electric car battery pack will have about 300 volts at around 500 amps for around 150 kilowatts of max power. They're made of dozens of individual batteries that form a block of about 6 feet long and 4 feet wide, weighing about 1,000 pounds in most cars. My unit weighs just a few pounds and holds 400 volts at 2,500 amps. So that's 1,000 kilowatts? That's better, right? In theory, yes. Lots more power delivered much quicker. There's only one small problem. What's that? The amperage is way too high, and it blows out most wiring that you find in a household. If I hooked this up to a home system, it'd burn the house down as soon as the solar panel got to the morning sun. Huh. That sure sounds like a problem. The voltage comes shooting out of it like literal lightning, and because of all the heat it generates, it's pretty much a grenade with extra steps. But you have a plan, right? Yes, we will try to use more exotic materials in the terminals and turn them from plates into lattices using the new 3D printer that the university bought. And where do I come in? Well, that printer is their next-gen product. It'll print pretty much any metal or metal-like alloy we can feed into it. But it's essentially a working prototype directly from the manufacturer. We have it because we're part of their real-world testing process before they make it available to their big clients. Anyway, I need you to watch the machine as it prints out the first few lattices. We'll only do the first one today, should only take an hour or two. You just want me to watch a machine for 2 hours as it prints pretty shapes? Of course not. That'd be as boring as watching paint dry. I could never ask you to do that. I just want you to take notes on your laptop, write down any odd noises, pauses, and such with timestamps. Oh, and pictures if possible. Couldn't you just film it and take notes? Of course I could, but then I'd have to watch the film anyway. This is the most effective use of resources. You mean cheap labor. I tell you what, if you do this in addition to your generous salary, more like the absolute minimum salary we can legally pay you. For an hour, I'll help you with the upcoming electrostatics project. So I stare at this thing for 2 hours and I get some private tutoring for one? That's the cost of expertise. More like the exploitation of the younger generation. So while I'm staring at this thing, what will you be doing? I'll be working on more grant submissions to secure more funds. Does that mean I'll be paid more? No, but it does mean that eventually you might get a minion you can boss around. Can I choose the minion? Well, let's see if we can get the money first. But let's just say your opinion would be highly regarded in future staff decisions. Good. Very good. Well, get moving then. Get us some money. I'll get me some money. You do the lab work. Whatever, just do your thing and I'll bake us some metal brownies or whatever. Professor, the first one is done. Jasmine, I've told you before, it's okay to call me Grim.
Sure thing, Professor.
Ugh. Well, can you email the notes to me?
I tried, but there's no signal on the student's Wi-Fi here, Professor.
You're really going to keep this up now, aren't you?
Keep what up, Professor?
Oh, for the love of... never mind.
So, can you give me the login to the staff's Wi-Fi?
Never gonna happen.
Why not?
Too many researchers have unsecured networks.
That's true.
They're usually the ones in this area who access the network, so it's no big deal. But earlier this year, someone cracked into the network and made off with loads of research. So now only researchers can access it.
Whatever.
Do you have a flash drive then?
There should be one in my main office.
Back where we had our study session?
Like I'm walking all that way.
I'm sure I've got one in my locker. It's much closer. I'll get it, seeing as my professor isn't prepared.
You mean while you're still on the clock?
You know I can walk real slow when I want to.
Okay, fine.
Please, could you get a flash drive so I can send the data to the printer company?
Of course, right away.
I need that data to keep the manufacturer happy. The last thing I need is for them to take the machine back.
What other funding options are there?
The Globular Prize.
No, that's for transport tech.
The Higgins Grant won't work either. I can't send this into space yet.
Maybe I could check out some private equity groups.
Hi, Grim. I know you got a lot to do, but I just wanted to let you know that I had a potential lead on a potential opportunity for investors.
Oh? Oh, that would be handy.
Well, there's an investment firm run by alumni, Freely, McAllister, and Lake.
They're alumni? I thought I saw them while browsing some funding sites.
Yeah, they are. Anyway, I got the contact details of Ian Freely's office. I can pass them over to you if you'd like.
V, that'd be awesome.
Grim, I know you need time to process everything, but be honest. How you holding up?
I'm about as good as can be expected, but I don't have time to dwell on it all. I need to be doing something.
If you like, I can give you a shoulder rub.
Well, that'd be great.
That's actually really nice, V. And I appreciate it, but I really do need to get this done.
I understand. I just want to make sure you're looking after yourself.
I need the funding if I'm going to get this project going, and the money to help Lily.
You've used the grant already?
It's there. I've just allocated it already.
Supplies, testing equipment, protective gear. I've even requested a high-energy welder for the exotic metals I'll be using. Plus, there's a lab assistant.
You got a lab assistant? When did you hire him?
Grim, I've got the... Oh, hello, Professor Moreno.
Grim?
Veronica, Jasmine is my new lab assistant.
And you're... helping with the research.
In that?
No. I'm just giving Grim, Professor Miller, a flash drive with my notes from the 3D printer.
You could have just emailed it.
I would, if the professor here would give me access to the staff's Wi-Fi.
The network is for staff only.
Yes, Grim told me.
Grim told you?
Yes.
He did.
Well, now you can give him the flash drive, and that's done then. Did you need anything else?
V, please, just chill for a second.
Yes, I'm just trying to get extra credit.
Jasmine.
Extra credit?
Veronica, please. If you think you can flirt your way into a degree at Hanford. Veronica, that's enough. Grim, you never told me you had a little assistant. Yeah, Jasmine's helping me with the project. Oh, how nice of you, helping your students. They don't really appreciate us. One year they want to learn everything from us. The next, they forget us and move on. And that's okay, isn't it, Jasmine? You'll learn and then you'll move on. I'm very eager to learn everything I can from Grimm. I intend to suck him dry of knowledge. Oh man, looks could kill. Ahem, well, thanks for the flash drive, Jasmine. I'll add it to the report. Sure, Grimm, do what you want. I gotta go. It's a nice day. I might relax on the beach in my little bikini. It's so tiny I can fit it in my pocket. I mean, it's not like I need support or anything. Not at my age. Maybe I'll see you drive by again, Grimm. Ciao, professors. Grimm, what is going on? I should be asking you that, V. What was that? What was what? Jasmine simply drops off the report I asked her for, and you two start acting like she-wolves circling each other. Why would you have someone like that as a lab assistant? Because she's genuinely clever. She's more than willing to look critically at my work, and she's someone who learns better empirically. Jasmine is struggling with electrostatics. Seeing it in action might help her get it. As long as that's all she gets. V. Jasmine isn't interested in anything but learning. You, of all people, should understand that motivating students and getting the best out of them is what we're here for. As long as she knows her place here. Jasmine, please don't get me killed. I don't want her to get any ideas. Yeah, no ideas at all. Anyway, V, thanks for informing me about the alumni investor. Sure, just remember I'm here if you need me, and I want to help in any way I can. I know, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you. We'll do something nice together soon, I promise. I'd like that, Grimm. Well, I'll leave you to your reports. Don't work too long, it looks like you need some sleep. Yeah, it's been hell the last few days. So you'll go home and rest tonight? Yeah. I know good advice when I hear it. Thanks again, V. Anytime, Grimm. Oh shit, what's the time? I gotta go. That race coupe setup is tomorrow night and we still have to prep the car. I'll need some good sleep. I have to win. Every dollar matters. We got 20 minutes. Okay, I'm tweaking the ride height to be a little bit higher. Higher? Isn't lower better? Yeah, but if you adjust the camber, the car will get slightly lower. Isn't that what I'm supposed to be doing? Yes, my little Padawan. That's why you got these adjustable coilovers last year for exactly this kind of adjustment. How will that happen? There'll be less tire making contact with the road. Yes, when you're driving to church on Sunday, that's true. But if you're serious about actual racing, you'll be driving a lot harder. You'll be putting G-forces into the car when you turn rather than the dainty-ass little driving line you usually take. Loosen those four hex bolts and we'll bring it into about -2 degrees. Mm-hmm. lefty loosey, righty tighty. Not that loose, or you'll lose the nut. You'll lose your nuts in a second. I should pull them out right here so you can see a real pair. What good would that do when we both know they're in Camille's purse? Motherfucker, you got me with that one. Just hold the fucking flashlight and point at the adjustment gauge. At the gauge, you dipstick! I fucking am! No, you're pointing at the outer bolts! If this is how your aim... If this is how good your aim is, Camille will never let you take a piss in our house ever again. Big talk for someone who pisses in plastic bags. One time. You should have thrown it out. I was going to. You waited 3 days. I was hiding from some crazy dude. You fucked his mother. She was a MILF. Mom, I'd like to fuck. It's literally in the definition. He was our classmate. It was worth it. Are those two okay? Oh, they're fine. It's always like this when they're working on their cars. They'll yell and argue, drink a few beers as they work, and by the time they clean up, they're back to being best friends. Does this happen often? Yeah, every time. In fact, I think Cooper wants to do this today just so Grim can let off a bit of steam. Does Cooper put that much thought into this? Oh, don't let Cooper fool you. He may seem a bit simple at times, but he's usually great at understanding what the people around him are feeling. Well, most of the time anyway. And he's willing to start a fight to help his friend? Oh, for sure. Cooper and Grim are the definition of ride or die. What does ride or die mean? It means, I wonder who Cooper would save first if Grim and I were drowning. Are you serious? No, I'm joking. Cooper would save me first, or else I'd kill him. Even if I do adore Grim. Are you friends with Grim too? Cooper and I met through Grim. Oh? Yeah, I was a pharmaceutical rep at Grimm's old job. He used to host unofficial social nights for the staff there. Honestly, it was a fantastic idea. The researchers would socialize with the sales staff and exchange stories. It helped our sales staff to understand the products we were making and the researchers to understand what the market wanted without it going through 10 different groups of people. That's a great idea. And you told Grim you were single, so he suggested Cooper? Not really. I was close to his wife. Sorry, ex-wife. She spoke to him about me. Next thing you know, we're doing double dates. They look very pleased with themselves. You knew Grim's wife? Ex-wife, now. And yeah, Allison and I were pretty close. Before, well, everything. What is it that happened? Allison and Grim did not have a great breakup. It's not my story to tell, but Allison found out some things that made her suspect Grim and came crying to me about it. Cooper was home and berated her for doubting Grim, saying he'd never do those things. But, well, he did. Hey, he just hadn't told Cooper because he knew Cooper would have told me and I'd definitely have told Allison. So we sort of downplayed everything. It just seemed like there was this timeline where Grim, Allie, Cooper, and I would all be close friends and hang out forever. And anything that could derail that couldn't be true, so it must have been a mistake. And was it not? No, and Allison didn't take it well. She lashed out at us both, and Cooper did what Cooper does and shot his mouth off. I see. Is she still upset with you? I do visit her some days. I went and saw her when all this stuff happened with Lily. His daughter? Oh, did I already tell you about her? You must have. I would not know otherwise. Oh, yeah. So, are you still friends with this Allison? I'm not sure. After everything that happened, I thought she needed space. But maybe she needed more than that. We speak on the phone every week or so. But being a working single mother takes up a lot of her time. Ladies, enjoying the view? Why, yes. It's like watching gorillas playing with a stick at the zoo. How about the silverback alpha gets you swinging from the trees? Swinging from the trees? Sure, just grab a vine and go for it. By trees, I meant the chandelier. And by vine, I meant my Cooper, you better not make me slap you in front of our lovely neighbor. It is fine. Some men need a slap on certain occasions. And sometimes a little spanking can be a good thing. What? You sly bastard. I expect to hear the full story later. What's the full story? What are you two whispering about? Grim here just told me you can't lose tonight. Oh, Grim, don't tell me that my Cooper has you go into those races, too. Well, I mean, honestly, a bunch of old men racing their old cars just for fun? Yeah, well, they're really good people. And some of them might be great contacts for my work. Oh, I gotta take this. Don't you guys leave yet. Hey, glad you called. I was hoping. Listen here, you asshole. I don't appreciate being bothered. Oh, sure, I get it. I was just hoping you... I'd what? Respond to some fanboy racer kid asking me to help him learn how to drive? Spend an afternoon talking about some secret technique and then put you on your way to the World Racing League? Newsflash, asshole. If you had a chance, you'd know who to call. But the fact you're fucking around in street races at night means you're not rich enough or well-connected enough to have a chance in hell. So do me a favor, fuck off, and leave me alone. No, look, it isn't that. Did that grizzled old bastard just hang up on me? Fucking asshole. Next time I see his ass, I'm gonna put a foot up his crack so deep he won't need to wear his incontinence pads for a month. Oh well, it was a long shot anyway. And that's why Grim never allows Cooper to make omelets for him, no matter what. Oh, that is truly disgusting. Ha, that reminds me. Here, Camille, you'll need this. Why did you bring me a potato masher? Trust me, you need a new one. Is this some sort of American cultural tradition? Not that I know of. Hey, sweetie, what's up? You look down. No, it's all good. Just, a customer upset over some mechanical work. Well, fuck them if they can't take a joke. You resolve customer dissatisfaction with sex? I think I'd have to be the one to take care of that bit. Hey. I'm sure this would resolve any complaints from the customers. Whoa, that's not... Well, there's something to be said about treating the customer like a king. You can't just... Or a queen if a woman were to require satisfaction. Well, of course, it's just good business. Wait, what? Cooper, honey, believe me, your customers couldn't afford what I'd bring. True, quality does not come cheap. But it can come over and over again. I don't, but you... Huh? Aw, look, all the blood has left his brain at the very thought of it all. There are so many possibilities here to explore. Well, on that note, I'd better explore my own possibilities and get a nap in before we go racing tonight. Oh, I'm sure it must be so tiring sitting in your cars making vroom vroom noises while pretending to be race car drivers. Big talk coming from a lady pretending to be an actress in a horror movie. Huh? I'm no actress. Ah! Grim Miller, when I get a hold of you, I'll bury you up to your neck in sand and shit in your mouth. Camille, such language in front of a guest. Payback will be a bitch, Miller. Oh, you think this is funny? Honey, come here. Oh no, I know that look. Warm up your wifey, honey. Give me those big warm bear hugs. No. Yeek, your body is so cold. Oh, Snookums, I knew you'd be my big huggy bear and keep me toasty. No, yeek, so cold. Take a hot shower or something. Oh, honey, now we're talking. Thank you, Cooper and Camille, but I too must leave. Nat, don't feel like you need to run off. We're all just playing. Camille, I... Call me Cammy, remember? Yes, Cammy. Well, I must also prepare for tonight. I have a lot of studies I gotta catch up on. Studies? Yeah, I've decided to complete a bridging course so I can use my physics qualifications in this country. Oh, that's a fine idea. Fine idea. Grimm and Cooper suggested it. I must ask him a few questions about it, though. I'll see you later. So, shall we get out of these wet clothes? There's something else that's wet right now. I knew I loved you for a reason. And I know you're not gonna do, and you know you're not gonna do any better. Later, Nat. See you tonight at 8, Grim. See you, Coop. Grim, please wait a moment. You have not called. I'm sorry, but there has been a lot of happening recently. That maybe she'll understand that. It's fine. Camille and Cooper have explained enough about the situation. Oh, okay. Please do not be upset with them. They just wanted to make sure you were comfortable today. I see. Natalia, I'm sorry if it seems like I just... Please, Grim, do not worry. I'm not upset that you have not called. I only want you to know that I would be pleased to spend time with you. Not because I wish for a relationship, but because you are very intriguing to me. For example, this car of yours. I would expect a physics professor to have something reliable, efficient, maybe even something European and comfortable. Instead, you have something out of a Dom Gasileo movie. Huh. Yeah, I know what you mean. I just always liked cars. Yet, it is Cooper that is the mechanic. That's how it started, really. Cooper's father owned a garage, and Coop was always working on cars. We were usually broke in college, so he'd help fix other students' cars for cash. He even fixed a few of the faculty's cars. And he would need an extra set of hands to help. And I liked having additional beer money. Plus, it was good to hang out and shoot the shit while working on whatever problem the cars had. I see. So it is less about the cars themselves and more about using them as an excuse to talk with another man about what is bothering you? Yeah, I guess so. Well, I would like to feel what it is like to drive in this car. I'm really the only one who drives it. No, I mean you drive the car. I would like to sit in it while you do.
You mean, go for a ride?
My English may not be perfect, but even I understand what a double entendre is. Well, you do like puns. They help me understand how to use English better. So, shall we? Sure, why not? We only got like a few minutes. Sure, get in. It sounds very powerful. Well, it's got a bit more horsepower than your average car. Let's drive on the freeway. I want to feel what it's like to go a little faster. Okay, but only for a few minutes. Of course. So, Grim, how is your current project proceeding? It's looking promising. I've gotten a bit of funding to do more research and development. That is good news. Yeah, it does help. I've also got an assistant now. That was fast. How did you find them? It's one of my students. She needed help understanding electric fields, and my project is the perfect opportunity. I understand. We're entering the highway now. Show me a little of how fast this car is. Well, only a little bit. My God! That is quite exciting. It feels like my stomach is somewhere behind us and my heart will not slow down. I can do the German accent for her if you guys want. Yeah, fun, isn't it? It does create some excitement. Anyway, you were talking about your research assistant, right? Perhaps I am accepted into the bridging course. I could be of assistance too? Well, it depends on how much funding I get. Currently, I can't afford to pay for two assistants. You pay them? Yeah, sort of written in law. But learning is the reason to attend college, is it not? If student is learning, are they not already being paid? I guess so. Your work must take up much of your time. Oh, it does. But I really need it to succeed. Like, need it really, really badly. Then perhaps another assistant will help. I am already highly qualified, and I can make sure you are working with optimal efficiency. You mean the famous German efficiency? Our reputation is well deserved. But I was referring to your need to make sure you relax when necessary. I've been on many operations where a tired person makes a mistake that can cost us everything.
Operations?
Work operations. Designing buildings, bridges, and such things. A simple oversight and people are hurt. Or worse. So you help with the research and also keep me on a timetable? That would be handy. Excuse me, that would be handy. Yes, and my hands would indeed help you relax. This is very exciting, Grim.
Nat, this is also very dangerous.
Is that not the fun of it? The danger. The speed that is almost out of control. The risk and the fear that make everything more intense.
Nat.
Ah, you do understand.
Nat, this is...
Would you like me to stop?
I don't. I mean, we should...
Do not be concerned about what we should do. Only that we will die if you are too distracted. And I can be very distracting.
Nat, what are you... Whoa!
Nat, we could crash! Only if you are not a good driver. Are you a good driver, Grim?
Well, I hope so.
Can you concentrate? Even while distracted?
I guess.
Then perhaps we should test your skills some more.
Nat, that's not what I mean. Oh shit, Nat! I can't. This is...
Concentrate, Grim,
or we will crash.
I'm trying, but...
Whoa! Damn!
You like this, Grim?
Fuck yes! It's just... There's a lot of traffic!
Then avoid it!
I will, but...
Shit, Nat! Keep driving, Grim. Can you keep your focus thinking about my breasts wrapped around you? Will you keep us safe while sliding in between them?
Nope.
You're doing very well, Grim. Just one more step.
What do you mean, one more? Whoa, shit! Nat, this is great, but it's really dangerous. Oh, fuck. Oh, jeez, Nat, that feels so good. Fuck, this is really fucking hot. Slurps. Fuck. Nat, that feels so good. Slurps. Two cars, on the left. Wow, gotta avoid that. Truck. Nat, goddamn, you're so fucking amazing. Fuck, I'm close. Oh shit, Nat, I'm gonna come.
Boo!
Whoa! Damn, Nat. That was wild.
I enjoyed it also.
Could you maybe put your bikini back on? Why would I do that? Well, you are still very distracting.
We still do have to drive all the way back.
Oh, hell no. We survived this one, but it's almost rush hour now. Going with the traffic will be much more dangerous if I'm not paying attention.
As you wish. My swimsuit is around here somewhere.
Not helping, Nat.
I have found it. Now, could you please drive me home?
Again with a double entendre.
What double entendre?
Forget it.
Alright, everyone, and that's all the Race of Life we're doing for right now. There might be more Race of Life to come next week.
Not sure.
Maybe we'll do another hour of it. But we'll see you guys back here tomorrow with some more AVNs. I'll think of some stuff to do. You know, I'm going to be off work. And like I said, we got sausages I'm planning on cooking and all that. Getting myself some beer. Gonna be a good old freaking time, and we're gonna chill with some great AVN. So definitely stay tuned for that, guys.
It'll be Fetish Locator for sure. That's the first one. We're definitely going back to Fetish Locator. All right, guys. I'll see you next time. Have a good one. Good night.